Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is reporting that 7th through 12th grade students could possibly return to on-site at-school learning soon. They cite that with the community spread of COVID-19 beginning to flatten across the Kenai Peninsula, they say that it appears on-site everyday school learning for grades 7 through 12 could begin soon. Peggy Urkenev with the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District provides the details.
Currently, our pre-K through 6th graders go to school every day on-site as an option, and 7th through 12th graders are on a split schedule or AB schedule, and that was just to maximize space in the building and not have quite as many people in the building. And what we want to do is have the option for all 7th through 12th graders to come to school every day. Looking at the numbers and talking to all of our healthcare providers, it looks like if the trends continue, the earliest possible date for the Seward area and the Homer area that we could open back up to 7th through 12th graders would be next Monday, January 25th. And the earliest in Central Peninsula, which is Kenai, Soldotna, Nikiski, Sterling, Kasilof, would be February 1st on Monday. And we'll be doing an update at the end of this week to let people know for sure where we're at with that.
Urkenev goes into detail regarding how the school district goes through making the determination to allow 7th to 12th grade students to possibly return to at-school learning soon.
It's looking at what all the numbers are, and we all know about that data dashboard of numbers, but it's also talking about how many cases are we really having here? How many hospital beds are being used? Are we having any outbreaks? And remember, we're shifting a little bit to a model when we have all of our students back at school, that it could be that one local school has some positive cases. And so instead of shifting to high risk for multiple, the whole area, it would be at a specific school. Well, we're determining what's happening at that site.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District will be providing an update with an official announcement on or before January 22nd. The Alaska Board of Fisheries is holding a special meeting beginning at 1 p.m. on Monday, January 25th through the online platform Zoom. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game reports that at the Board of Fisheries October 2020 work session, the previously postponed Prince William Sound finfish and shellfish and Southeast and Yakutat finfish and shellfish meetings were rescheduled to March 30th through April 5th of this year, as well as April 17th through the 29th. The same dates for the statewide all-shellfish meeting of March 5th through the 10th of this year didn't change. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the board will address whether meetings should be conducted in person or via web conference or postponed further. No regulatory action will be taken. According to the special meeting notice, some possible agenda items include whether to conduct all or some of the regulatory meetings through web conferencing, which of the current 2020-21 proposals are urgent to address prior to June 30th, and what criteria the board should consider if it chooses to address some 2020-2021 proposals through web conference. To ease the discussion, the board asks that written public comments on meeting agenda items be submitted by Wednesday, January 20th. Comments related to the agenda items submitted to the boards for consideration at previous board meetings will be included in the meeting materials and don't need to be resubmitted. If interested, you can email the comments, enter them on the board's main webpage, or you could fax them.
Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.